Hello, I am Michael. I am an emotionally anorectic sex validation fantasy addict.
Michael!
And discontentment and drama seeker lately, but also a porn addict. I do not like to use the P word in my identification, typically, because that is something I am definitely self-conscious about, but that has been the main struggle throughout most of my life. Coming into this room 6 years ago, or almost 7 years now, I only could show up for about six meetings. I was intimidated by the room. I was still ashamed of who I was and what I had done. I really couldn't accept that this program was going to be helpful to me. I only stuck around for about six meetings. After the COVID pandemic and about 6 years later, I came crawling back in, having had no relationships that entire time, having used P&M concurrently 1 to 3 times a day that entire duration, having gone to a program for mental health where I had to deal with extreme depression. I had checked myself into a hospitalization program and had really given up on myself. I had really just lived a life, in my adult life especially, kind of just living bare minimum. I accepted that I was harmful to other people, that I harmed them sexually, or that I was a predator, or that I wasn't good for anybody, that I was incapable of receiving love, or that I wasn't lovable. And that, I really was just going to try and do the bare minimum to not hurt anybody and not hurt myself. And I found trying to live life like that, as basically my story, my life was literally playing video games 14 hours a day on my computer. I had somewhat flirted with streaming. There was somewhat money a little bit, but not really. It was mostly just a ruse so that I could continue living that way and self-medicating all the time. And, my whole family, everyone knew something was not quite right with me. Like, why doesn't this guy have a professional life? He, dropped out of college. He had lied about graduating for a long time. And I'd really just let my disease of addiction to sex just take over. I had, completely structured my life around lying to other people so that I could continue to be alone, self-medicate, and eventually that led to me paying for sex. That led to me going out to various establishments and maybe once a week for 3 years or so, paying for sex at different establishments. And, I had lied about that. I had the only reason I came into SLAW, which is the most embarrassing way ever in my, well, it was for me, was that my mom found credit card statements that were and I was caring for my grandma. She had dementia for 5 years, but somehow grandma had managed to pay to go to a certain establishment to get him and it's ridiculous, right? And she said, well, what's going on here? And I thought, this was it. It's the gig's up. I'm going to be on some registry list. I'm going to be a pariah for the rest of my life. And she instead asked if I knew anyone who knew anything about 12-step recovery. And I thought I did not. And then I found out I did. I had a very good friend who took me into this meeting in 2018 or so. I got Steve over here, gave me his number, which, I thought, what the fuck does this guy know? And then proceeded to not come back and kept living that way until my friend Warren brought me in here. And this meeting's always been intimidating to me. I always have had a hard time admitting that I needed to come here, and it's always been tough for me to even speak. I'm always so, I don't know what it is. It's just some kind of pivotal crux in the universe is what this room represents to me. So that's a little bit of a picture of step zero, which is what I've been up to up until coming in here, and a little bit of the picture of how I think of my disease being powerless and unmanageable for me. I still, struggle with that on a daily basis. There's still intrusive thoughts that come in that make me want to feel like, oh, I deserve to feel good. And thinking that that's the only, my go-tos still tend to be, if I go on YouTube and start scrolling for, 10 minutes, that's just like me having a good time on the internet, and that is not. My disease really, really, really wants to get me alone in my apartment and start making excuses for me to spend time isolated and not telling other people what I'm up to, which is still something I struggle with today. But I mean, since coming into program, I've actually committed since January. I've been coming to a meeting once a day for at least 3 months, but probably longer than that. I have gotten it took me 4 months to get a sponsor, who I found as a lead speaker in this room, and really resonated with his story. But it took a while for me to really come out of my shell. I was really defiant and really resistant for quite a long time. I'm like, all these people are like not like me. Thank you, I hear that. They all are like having lots of sex and like being super, you know, they're doing all this stuff that I like wish I could have done almost. But after thinking about, after hearing people's shares and learning their stories and actually talking to them, especially on outreach calls, outside of meetings, I really got to know that everyone in here has gone through like this, so much of the same stuff that I did. I had a childhood that was like very much, you know, not very loving. Lots of, I have come from a history of sexual predation in my family. My grandfather qualified for SLA. My dad groomed somebody to from junior high to high school and then paraded them around my family. And he was, you know, in his late 30s when that happened. And my mom, for 10 years, believed she could work it out with my father after being divorced and going through that with that grooming incident. And, you know, so she was codependent and completely in fantasy around trying to make something work. And she's been anorexic ever since. She's never gone even on a date since they divorced in, like, 1995. So hearing my story and then comparing it to other people's stories and seeing how not different I am, looking for the similarities, not the differences, has been such a healing, powerful thing for me to change how I think about myself and my relationship to my fellow human being, but also to how I fit into the larger picture. Which for me, I mean, I'm Buddhist. I believe, you know, God, Buddha, Buddha nature, the universe, all refer to the same thing. And establishing that, this program's encouraged me, kind of required me, really, to establish that connection to the larger picture. That I'm not just hopeless and a lost piece that's going to be defective and harm other people the rest of my life. That I can help other people. That through my experience as a sex and love addict and an anorexic, I can help other people not feel so alone, to let them know that they too are lovable and that there are other people who have gone through the same things that I have and that they have, that that really there's hope for change. And before coming to this program, I could not believe that there was hope for change. I was so convinced that I knew better. And that I really was, as another fellow likes to say, the unique self-centered piece of shit that the universe revolves around. I really thought that. And that I was like kind of doomed to just live a life of just complete exile and forever being defective. And that's slowly and gradually, that idea has been worn down and just shown to be false repeatedly by doing seemable acts in these meetings, by taking commitments, by making 3 outreach calls a day, by meditating every day, by doing a gratitude list every day, by going to a meeting every day, and then being of service to other people in meetings. I have gradually like been able to build up a sense of self-esteem where I can actually help other people who are just like me, who have gone through so much of the same stuff in their childhood and their adulthood, all the shame, guilt, and fear, and the self-centeredness that I see in other people, especially newcomers. If you're new, please keep coming back because, I mean, it took me a long time. Thank you, 2 minutes. To really accept that I couldn't do it on my own. My whole life, I've been staying up late at night thinking that I could think myself into a solution on my own, and I no longer believe that. So that's been my story so far in program, and it's been the hardest part for me right now is admitting that I'm someone who can let love in, that I can be accepted despite my memories. But the things that I did in my past are not something I have to repeat today. And if I look at the actual accounting of my behavior in program, especially since January, it has been a complete almost 180. Has it been perfect? Absolutely not. I want to show up perfectly for you guys. I would love to say that I've just adhered to everything perfectly, but that's not the reality. I have just done my very best and been honest about it and kept checking in whenever I slip up in meetings. And that has been the number one thing, coming in and telling the truth about who I am and how I feel and being able to put myself out there and able to be accepted by other people and accept others has just been a complete life-changing thing for me. I mean, up until this point, up until program, I have not been able to talk about any of the stuff I talk about in my shares ever. I mean, I was a complete secret. You know, I lived a complete double life because people thought something was wrong with me. I was just Boo Radley up there in the basement, you know, not knowing something. People knew something was wrong with me, no one knew what. Only I did. But now in these rooms, being able to share it with everybody and being able to be comfortable to be myself and even be able to talk like this and give a lead share is just something I never thought I would be capable of, especially not in this room. I'll just end in saying that, you know, the biggest gift I have is to not always believe the automatic thoughts that come into my mind. I mean, that sense of really great doubt that the first thought, or even if I go down a road of fantasy, not to just go down that train and start believing that no one really cares about me, I am defective, no one's ever going to want to love me, that I do look a certain way. And those thoughts are not thoughts that I believe today, and I'm so grateful. So thanks for letting me be here. Now.